Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're up to the third Mishnah Perkei Avos, continuing on from the Anshei Knesset HaGedola and Shimon HaTzadik. We're up to Antignos Ish Socho. So let me start out this Mishnah by saying that Antignos was very famously and tragically, so Rambam points out, misunderstood in this Mizmor, so we'll try to preempt that, by two of his Talmidim, Tzadok and Baitos, who became the leaders of the sects of the Tzedukim, as we know in the Baitusim, basically people who denied the authenticity of the Torah Sheba'al Peh. And they thought what Antignos was suggesting in this Mishnah that we're about to learn together is that really there is no reward, and there's no reward because there's nobody to reward. Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't for real, or he doesn't really interact with us. They couldn't sell people, the Rambam says, they couldn't sell people on that. So they sold people on an idea that was a little bit less shocking than that, namely the Torah Sheba'al Peh was, kind of a fraud, and that would empower them. It's interesting, if there's no authority of the Torah Sheba'al Peh, so every rabbi or every sect leader, gets to decide what he thinks is the right thing to do without any framework. Right? We're not talking about the role of Psak Halacha, legitimate role, critical role of Psak Halacha, but, people have no framework within to operate. And essentially have a free hand. So that was the misunderstanding of this Mishnah. So what did Antignos mean to say? So who Omer al tiu kavadim hamisham shenesarav almanas lekabel pras elahevu kavadim hamisham shenesarav either almanas shelo lekabel pras for the sake of not receiving reward, or a little bit more diluted shelo almanas lekabel pras. It's okay if there's a reward, right? But that's not the reason that you're serving Hashem. Utehi mora shamayim. Aleichem. So basically, the way the Rambam interprets it, and very, very clear, that the Mishnah is about the need for Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. The reason we serve Hashem is not because we're looking forward to any reward. That was the misunderstanding. Not because there isn't a reward, but right, the Rambam calls it Oses HaEmes Mipnei Shu Emes V'Sof HaTov HaLavo in Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Yud, where the Rambam gives his classical presentation of HaOvei Me'ahava. It's absolutely imperative that a person that have not only ahava, but ahava is always conjoined with yira. And Hilchos Yisodei Torah, the Rambam suggests that these two mitzvos, are intrinsically linked. Akel hagadol v'anichbad anora mitzvah le'avo uli yira mimenu. Keitzad hiyaderech l'avaso v'yiraso. Only by reflecting on Hashem's creation can we, achieve this level. But the important idea here is that people who are doing things because of whatever reason, they think it's good for their brand, or it pays them well, right? So they're not doing it for its own sake. And Yahadus has tried very hard. And again, the Rambam is very candid in his assessment here. Very few, even of the Chachamim, reach this Ma'ala, but that the only true, the purest form, of service is to serve as its own reward. No recognition. Shalom amanas l'kabel pras, or amanas shalom l'kabel pras. We have no interest in, having any accolades, having any extrinsic affirmation, any sense that, a person is doing what Hashem wants him to do, and therefore what he or she was created to do, for any reason other than this is the only thing, ki l'kach notzarta, the only thing that I could possibly consider doing, ha'oved me'ava. And the Rambam uses that formulation in Hilchos Tshuva as well, so somebody who is filled with the ava haru'ya, and again, it's not easy to be such a person, miyad yasa kol ha'mitzvos me'ava. So it immediately translates into living out the will of the mitzvah, miyad, the Rambam says, immediately. But it always has to be conjoined, as we say, with a sense of reverence, with a sense of awe, and never with, a kind of an unhealthy sense of closeness. And if you think about this week's parasha, Nadav and Avihu, right, they feel they could get as close as they want to get on their own terms, Eish Zarash or Lot Zivos. Maybe there was Ava, but there was clearly a breakdown of Yira. And that's exactly the way the Rambam puts it. He says, Ahava is very effective in terms of stimulating and catalyzing mitzvos esei. Positive commandments, love Hashem, miyad yasek la mitzvos miyava. But yira is absolutely essential when it comes to boundaries, right? Losa says, eish zara asher lo tziva usam. So any losa say, right? Even if our Ahava, you know, wants us to surge closer and closer and closer, right? The Yira is the necessary recoil. Is the Rambam right? Miyad hu nirta l'achorav. It's a necessary recoil that provides the kind of distance that's appropriate. None of us, can presume, there's a chasm between the human and the divine realm. So we need to have that healthy sense of distance, balancing the Ava. So that's what Antignos was trying to argue. It's interesting, the Ramban, I'll just conclude on this note, you know, he basically agrees with this assessment and says, yeah, Ava is very effective in terms of mitzvos asei, and Yira is very effective in terms of los asei, and he says that's why we have a principle in halacha that asei docha los asei. That just as the Rambam indicated that the highest level of service is a ovid me'ava, so in a place where you have a frontal conflict, let's say the classical example always given in the Talmud is you need to do a bris milah, but there's a baharas, there's a tzaras in the makom hamila, so we have a conflict between yimol basar laso, performing the mitzvah of bris milah, and hishamer b'negat tzaras, hishmar vod lasos, the los asay of tzaras, so how exactly are we supposed to solve this problem? It's a very impossible dilemma. So the Gemara says, asay docha los asay, that you have to go ahead with the mitzvah asay. And the Ramban explains, yeah, because ahava, in the end, trumps yira, in the Latin, amor vincit omnia, so love conquers all, even los asays, but not, you know, when it's efshar l'kayim shnehem, when it's possible to do both. So this was Antignos' very subtle message, and we should always strive to be those amongst those who serve for completely dispassionate reasons, meaning not for self-interest. But we recognize that this is very rarefied territory. I always like to say, I don't think it's an accident that Tzadok and Baitos misinterpreted their teacher in this regard. Sometimes, subconsciously, when we feel inadequate to something, right, we sort of distort what's actually being said. So they interpreted it in a way that suited them, but actually wasn't what he meant at all. I don't think it was an accident that of all the Mishnayos, this one was the one that was most interpreted. It spoke to the highest possible level. It was the mal of Avram Avinu, Avram Ohavi, as the Rambam says, but very few can live up to it. But for the rest of us, it remains, you know, a very significant point of aspiration. Everybody should have a wonderful day.